Ben Neal, who is a composer and in his words, a trumpeter and an inventor. And he invented an instrument called the mutant trumpet, which is an electronic trumpet. Ben is also a resident of Garrison, had been in New York City for many, many years. He's a professor, composer. And he had been on site for one of our gatherings in the past and had actually performed with David Rothenberg, another a fellow musician, both of them very interested in the sounds of nature and insects. And in fact, it was last year when we had the cicadas exploding, and they were all here at Manitoga.
I'm sure it felt that way.
The waterfall and the cicadas. It was pretty magical. And Ben said, I would love to compose a piece for Manitoga. And that's one thing that I want to add, and I'm going to come back to Ben, about the artist residency. It came to us, to me, experiencing the site with artists and designers. They naturally offered to create something. So it made sense. It made sense to channel this, to invite this, to go with this. And then it likened back to, in his own day, Russell Wright, according to his daughter Annie, you know, he built a stage in the waterfall for a dancer with a spotlight. He had speakers out in the quarry and played bird calls. Right? Soon after his death, the first Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival performance, Midsummer Night Dream, happened in our meadow. Simone Forti, avant-garde choreographer, still performed in the Oak Room. There was that tradition. So this is a coming together of the legacy and actually the invitation by artists themselves to create something. So back to Ben, I'd like to create something specifically for Manitoga. We applied for and received a NISCA grant for his composer fees. His piece will premiere this summer, the end of July, and it'll be about 45 minutes long in 5 parts. Himself, Theo Gantz, who will mix, and 4 other musicians. And they will be playing, so there's a whole other layer. They will be playing brass horns by the artist Carol Szymanski. All right, so she made these years ago. They're letters of the alphabets, not necessarily originally intended to be played, but very early on, she and Ben collaborated, so we had this idea. So there's a tremendous degree of unplannedness. I'm trying to think of the word jazz musicians
do. Improvisation.
Thank you very much. So they'll be playing out in the landscape, and Ben will be hearing and taking what they're playing and feeding it back to them. And then they will slowly come to what he calls the quarry rim, and the audience will be down below and in different parts, and we'll hear the music coming in. And he's inspired by a number of things, from hearing taps at West Point, travel through the distance, to pastorals, to marches, to hunting calls, so that it's going to be extraordinary, and it's for Manitoga.